With your latest edition of the Manchester City Bulletin, I'm Chris Rivers. Beginning with the news that Pep Guardiola has played down the significance of Manchester City's start to the season, despite Saturday's 1-1 draw with Leeds United, leaving them 5 points behind champions Liverpool. The Reds could increase that gap if they beat Aston Villa on Sunday, but Guardiola has insisted he's still happy with the way his side have started the season, even after they were held to a 1-1 draw at Elland Road on Saturday evening, failing to hold on to the advantage given to them by Raheem Sterling in the first half as a mistake by goalkeeper Edison allowed Rodrigo to equalise. Here's Guardiola reflecting on City's start.
It's what it is. So I know the situation that we are. I know where we come from this season. I know when we finished the last one. I know where we come back this season with the players that we have. And I'm more, as a manager, than satisfied for what they have done so far. We got to settle a few things. Still, we are a little bit away at the best we can do. Unfortunately, we dropped 5 points.
Moving on, Raheem Sterling has backed up his manager by insisting that City have made a good start to the season. Sterling scored an impressive opener on Saturday as City secured that 1-1 draw at Leeds. They did it without the likes of Sergio Aguero, Gabriel Jesus and Ilkay Gundogan, with Sterling pressed into service up front alongside Riyad Mahrez at times on Saturday due to the absence of Aguero and Jesus. While Sterling believes without several key players, City have done exceedingly well despite the draw at Leeds and the 7-2 home defeat by Leicester last time out. Finally today, and Ruben Dias made his debut against Leeds on Saturday and says he's delighted to have finally got his bow in what he considers to be the best league in world football. Dias completed 90 minutes despite only training with his new City teammates on a handful of occasions. And although he says he's disappointed City didn't get the 3 points, he feels the 90 minutes were valuable to get him settled into life in the English top flight. That's all for now. We'll have more news later.